Okay, so we're in the middle of Parakeet Aleph in Hilchos Ishus, and we're in the middle of the of Tainus Besulim, where the chassan or the husband makes a claim or challenges the claim of the status of his wife being a besula, and Halach Yud Beis picks up on another example of this type of claim. So let's say Ta'an v'Amar lo mitzasi a besula. So let's say he claims that she's not a besula. And she says, listen, you're right. He's wrong because we haven't had sexual relations yet. So I'm still a basula. So bot genosa, o choser bol v'nei edim. Okay, let's just be careful when reading this. Either she can subject herself to some type of, what do you call it, gynecological examination, or they can have sexual relations. Now, b'fnei edim doesn't mean before you get your hopes up, so to speak. It doesn't mean that there's such an idea of two witnesses watching them have sexual relations. Rather, what it means is that they'll check the sheets prior to sexual relations and then check the sheets after sexual relations, which is still pretty intrusive. But anyway, that's what it called. That's what that means. Now, Amra, now she says, Ba'alai ubisula mitzani, kechola besulos, v'sheker hutoin. Now, let's say she says, listen, he had sexual relations with me, okay? And what it called, and he realized there's no question that I'm a basula, and therefore his claim is false. Sholono so. So they ask him and say, Va'omrlo, Mahaya Hadavar, right? So basically, why are you saying this? Why are you accusing her of not being a virgin? Atcha Amrish ain't a basula. Im Amar, if he says, Yune Shalom Matsasi Dam, let's say it turns out he says, because listen, I didn't find any actual blood, okay, post Bia. There was no blood. So what do we do? So basically, we take out her medical chart, her family history. Boken b'mishpachasa shema ein lahem dam klal lo dam nida v'lo dam besulim. Okay, im nimtzu kulan kain harezu becheskasa. So if it turns out, let's put it in 21st century terms, if it turns out that she suffers some type of genetic disorder where there is she doesn't menstruate or any blood, there's no menstrual or vaginal bleeding whatsoever, then we can, we trust her claim, and therefore she would still, keep the ksuba at Masayim Zuz. Lo nimsu b'nei mishpachasa kain. Let's say it turns out after doing this thorough genetic study, her family history, it turns out it's not the case. Bot genosa, then they have to check her again. Okay, she goes back in for her a second medical exam. Shema choli gadol yeshba. Right, so it's possible that she's suffering from something. That's the reason why some sort of sickness, and that's why she didn't bleed. So literally it means is that her the moisture of her body is dried out. Oh, shema haisa misane berav, or maybe basically what it called? She's someone who's very very hungry. She's just like overly hungry. Okay, so what do we do then? So in order to solve it medically. So basically, what do? We get her to take a bath. We feed her. We give her much to drink. Ad shetavri, until she gets healthy again. Okay? And now, vitival shnia. Now she has to go back and have sexual relations for a second time. Vinira im tozi damim lav. And then we check again to see if she bled. Okay? So this is round two in trying to, what do you call it? Find out the truth of this claim. Vim ain't sham choli. But let's say it turns out she's not sick. Velo rav, and she's not someone who's starving. Velo chiyotzibo, harezu tainas besulim. Then we're stuck. Then we're stuck, basically, if she doesn't suffer from any of these things, then what do you call it? The fact that she's not a besula, that claim made by the chassan is accepted as being true. Ve'afa pisha matza dochek be'ez atashmish. Ho velo yatzadam inkam besulim. Right? So what we basically say is that since, since at the end of the day, there was no sign of bleeding, right? We hold that is a shekol basula yesh adam beketana beinara bein bogeres ela bnei choli kmo shibyarnu. Because basically it's an axiomatic medical fact that a woman will always have some type of bleeding during the first time she has sexual relations. Doesn't matter if she's a ketana nara, doesn't matter how old she is. This will happen as a guarantee. So halacha comes down and basically says that it's impossible that she wouldn't bleed. If we've exhausted all the other avenues, okay? Now, the imamar, let's say he says, Ne shalom matzasi dochek, ela pesach basuach matzasi. So let's say he says, listen, when we had sexual relations, right, it didn't feel tight, okay? Rather, pesach basuach literally means an open opening or an open pathway, which basically is the opposite of a feeling tight. I mean, he says, listen, it clearly felt during their at the act of Bia that she wasn't a virgin. Okay. Sholon and Al Shnosea Shemo Bagerasi. Okay, so we ask how old she is. Okay, we kind of look into her her age, because it could be she's a Bogeris, okay. Shirova Bogros ain't lahen dochek, Shemarkishi Boharba. So because it turns out for a Bogeris, they don't normally have what they call tightness that can actually be felt in some clear manner, okay? Because what can happen as she grows older, okay? So now, basically the, it's a nice way of saying her body breaks down and things loosen up. And that would include the simanim of Besula, okay? Vim lo bagra adayim. Let's say she's not a Bogeris yet, okay? Omrin lo, we say to him, Shema hitisa obalas benachas harbe. So then they ask the guy and they say, listen, maybe the reason why it didn't feel that way is because you had sexual relations with her in a different position. And it was, or you were very gentle in having sexual relations with her. Olafikach lo hirgashta bedochek. And that's why it didn't feel tight. So im amar lo, if he says that's not what happened, ki elavadai pesef hasuach, rather it felt like it was completely open. Harezu tainas besulim. We're back to this being tainas besulim. L'chol besula shelo bagra, for any besula that's not at the age of being a bogeres, being katana, being naara, being bria, being chola, shekol naara besula pischa sasimhu. Again, it's axiomatic that for any woman who is healthy, okay, who's a virgin, it's the vaginal area is basically not completely closed off, but closed. The alpha pish yatsa hadam hol matza pesabachasuach ain kan besulim. Right, and even if she actually, even if there's actually the simon of bleeding, okay, in this situation, and it turns out, but he says it's a Pesach Pasuach, we say that she's not a Pasuach, okay? Okay, Allah Yir Gimel. Now, Yesh Gonim, this is actually an interesting point, a side point. Yesh Gonim Shahoru Shahabogeres in Latinus Damim. So there are some Gaonim Upaskins, okay, that when it comes to a Bogeres, that there is no taina about bleeding, but there is a taina about it not being tight, about it being so to speak, open. Vein derech Talmud mara davarzeh. Okay, v'tos haisa benuscho shalem. You're not going to find this often in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam explains that basically there's no way this was in the Gemara, okay, and it's clear they had a mistake in their girsa. So the Rambam is saying that these Gaonim came to an erroneous conclusion due to an erroneous girsa. Ukvar badakti al svarim rabim v'kaimonim. And the Rambam says he did a lot of research into this, into the early editions. Umatzasi shadavra kamoshim yarnush, right? And the Rambam says in the early girsos, it's clear it was the way he held, she'ein lebogeres elatainas damim bavad, that the bogeres only has tainas damim and not tainas pesach pasuch. So as a side note, it's very interesting to see that the Rambam is almost in an academic sense referencing the fact that a psak emerged due to an incorrect girsa, and the Rambam caught it and insisted that that wasn't the case. Okay, loch yadalad. Okay, chachamim heim shetiknu ikr ksuba leisha. So if you recall, the idea of the ikr ksuba, which is the 200 zuz, let's say that exists in every single ksuba, that the man is chayv to pay for to give to a woman if they get divorced. V'heim hiskinu v'amru, and they also had another takana, shekola toein tainas besulim, okay, this will be a little tough, that any time, there's also a takanas chazal, any time that he makes a claim against her status of being a besula, v'aisha macheshes oso ne'man, right, and if she contradicts or she challenges his claim, he is believed, okay, so again, in tainas, the takana of tainas besulim is, if he makes a claim against her status of being a besula, and she counters his claim by saying that he's wrong, we believe him. That's the rule of thumb. And unfortunately, the burden of proof is not on the male, on the husband, but rather on the woman. She must prove that she was a basula. Why? Because it's considered an assumption. So basically, the chazaka is that a person, a guy, okay, would never go ahead and invest, right? He would never invest all this time and money in making this festive meal that eventually is going to take being festive and turn it over into being something very sad, okay? Because sadness being the fact that she's not a besula, meaning basically what he's really saying is that there's no vested interest. There's nothing to gain for the husband in making such a claim. So that's the justification for tainas besula. Okay, Halacha tesvav. Now, how long does the husband have to make this claim? V'ad masa yesh lo liton tainas pesulim. Until when? So im nistara miyad. So let's say they had immediate yichud. Im nistara miyad. Okay. If they had yichud, then immediately afterwards. V'im lo nistara. If they didn't have yichud yet, afil acha shloshi yom. He has up to 30 days. So the first one's the more common one. Once they're in yichud together, he basically has from the time that they exit the room to go ahead and file the claim in court or whatever. Halacha tezayim. Okay. Haru kol ha-ga'onim. So all the ga'onim agreed. Shezesh amru chachamim shu ne'man im hechishaso. That when the chachamim said that he's believed, right, in his tainas besulim, even if she challenges his claim. Lahafsida ikar aksuba. Okay. That basically at the end of the day, she's going to lose out on the ikar aksuba. Okay. She loses out on the ikar aksuba, the primary, what's included in every aksuba, the 200 zuz. Aval tosefes yeshla. But if the chassan had included extra money to give to her, she would still be entitled to that in a situation where he makes tainas besulim and she, pushes back against the claim. Ella im kein noda baraya berua shahaisa beula. Unless we definitely have evidence, clear-cut evidence that she was not a besula, oh shahodas lo shehi beula, or she acknowledges, she confesses, for lack of a better word, that she had sexual relations beforehand, kodem shetis aris vehit also. Okay, and she basically led him astray. Levikach, Yeshlo lahashbiya benikitas chayfetz kedin kol nishban. So basically, what's the halacha? He's allowed to, if he wants to get her to make a shvua, okay, a shvua on something kadosh, like any other case of shvua. Benolin va'acharkach tigva tosefes, okay. And if that's the case, okay, she makes a shvua, and then she can go ahead and collect the tosefes. Ve'ein la lahashbiyo shelo matza besula va'achar tafsid ikar ksuba, right? But we don't say, okay, she cannot ever tell him, she can't force him to go ahead and make a shvua about his claim, right? And then afterwards, what it called, before she ends up giving up the ikar ksuba, shechazakahi she'ein adam tarayak besuda masida. Again, because we rely on this idea that a man is not going to go ahead and go through all the trouble of preparing for the meal and then losing out. But of course, what she could do is she can have a conditional chair in place on anyone who basically makes a claim against her, that's a lie. And finally, halach yed zayin, harei sheratza lekaima achar shehefsida. Let's say, the husband decides he wants to continue to be married to her, even after shehefsida ikar ksuvasa, even after she lost out, meaning he made the tanis besulim, she challenged that, she gives up her ksuva, but he wants to stay married to her. Chozer v'kosev l'meya. He has to write a new ksuba for her, for meya. Because as we know, a man cannot live with a woman for even one second without a ksuba being written. Okay. Parakut Beis. Parakut Beis is going to take up basically the spousal responsibilities. Okay. When a Jewish male and a Jewish female get married, there are certain responsibilities, certain entitlements, that each is to each other. And that's what this parak is going to primarily deal with. So halacha aleph. Kishenosa adam isha bein besula bein beula bein gedola bein katana. Okay. Achas bas yisrov, achas agioris o meshukhares. Make it simple. If a Jewish man marries any one of these types of women, okay, any one of these women, doesn't matter if she's a gioris, whatever it might be. Yischayev lo ba'asara dvarim, v'yizke barbar dvarim. So he is responsible for her for 10 things, okay? And he gets 4 things. Okay. So he must provide her with 10 things. And so to speak, she must provide him, or he receives from her 4 things. Okay. So what are these things? Halacha beis. The ha'asara. Okay. Shlosha mehen min haTorah. So 3 are da'oraisa ve'elohein. Sha'arak susav onasa. So we've seen this already. And what are these? She'era elu mizunoseya. So the first one is he must provide her with, essentially means, of food, okay, sustenance. Ksusa kimashma. Ksusa means obviously clothing. Onasa lavalea kederach kolaretz. Onasa means basically he must have sexual relations with her. So these are the 3 d'oraisa things he must provide to her. Now what about the 7? Okay. The hashiva medivrei sofrim. Okay. The 7 are rabbinical. The kulon tanai bezin heim. Right. And they're all basically things that bezin put into place. Ha'echa mehem ikar ksuba. So the first one we know already. The first one is the basic amount that a ksuba is worth, either 200 or 100. The hashar hey manikrayin tanai ksuba ve'ilahein. And the rest of them from this point on, right, are going to be ones that are other tanayim that are found in the ksuba. Okay, so the last six, so to speak, emerged from the ksuba itself. So what are they? Leraposa im chalasa. So if she gets sick, he must pay for her medical treatment. Okay, or provide it, but really means pay for medical treatment. Vilev dosa im nishbis. So if the husband was hoping that his wife gets captured and he's off the hook, nope, he must redeem her. He must get her out of jail if she's captured. Okay. Ulakavra kishtamos. He must bury her if she dies. Vilios nizones minichasov. Vioshevis aveso achar moso kolzban almanusa. Okay. So first, he must provide her from what he owns. And as well, she must, what it called? She's allowed to go ahead and live in his house, right? After he dies, as long as she's considered, as long as she's still an almana. Vilios binosea mimenu nizonos minichasov achar moso achis arsu. And that his daughters will be provided from his property, from his assets, after his death, until they go ahead and get married. And finally, Vilios Banea Hazakharimenu Yorshin Ksubasa, his sons have the right to inherit the Ksuba, Yeser al Khalkam, Birushashimachem, together with the brothers from other wives, if she goes ahead and dies before he does. But the main point is that they're entitled to be Yorish the Ksuba. Okay? So those are the 10 things that he must provide for her. Now, halacha gimel, v'harba shezocha behen kulam b'divrei sofrim. And the four things that he gets, so to speak, from her, are all midrabanan. V'elohim, lios maisa yadea shalo. Okay, so he gets the profits or the benefits from her work. V'lios mitziasa shalo. Let's say she finds a lost object. She acquires it as a result of being lost. And she, whatever, noah shavas aveda, he gets it. V'shia ochel kolperos nechasea bechaya, that he's allowed to benefit from the profits from her property throughout his life, if she owned real estate. Then mesa bechaya v'yersheda, and if she dies while he's alive, he's yoresh her, v'hu kodem v'chol adam yerusha, and therefore he has rights to yerusha before any other person. So these are the four things that he's entitled to from her when they get married. Okay. Right. Now, halacha dalet, the o tikdu chachamim. Now, the chachamim also added to this takana. I mean, it's like it's not a gzera and a gzera, but basically they have all the 10 and the 4. But what the Rambam's going to explain is they linked a couple of them together. Sheyu maisi de aisha keneg minosea. Right. So they want whatever, in other words, her actions, her work should be basically in parallel to that which she receives sustenance wise. Okay. So, for example, okay, when she any work that she does, right. The work that he does is keneged what he provides for her. Upijona keneged achilas peros nechasea. Redeeming her, getting her out of jail, is parallel to the peros and the chasim. That's the profits from property. Ukvurasa, the need to bury her, the chiv to bury her, keneged yirushaso luksubaso, is parallel to being yoresh ruksuba. Levikach yimamra isha. So therefore, if the woman comes along and says, any nizonas, right? She says, listen, you don't have to provide for me any food or what it called whatsoever. Ve'ini osef, and not only, but in exchange, so to speak, I'm not going to work. Shomila, we listen to her. Ve'in kofen osa, we don't force her otherwise. So she can give up a certain right that's hers in exchange for her not doing what she's supposed to do for him, the corresponding one. That's the word I was looking for. Avaim amar habal ini zanech ve'ini otel klum mimasei decha. But let's say the Baal says to her, I'm not going to go ahead and provide for you, right? I'm not providing for you anything, but meaning like your food. But I also won't take anything for what you do. Ain shomelo, that we don't do. We don't listen to him. Shemelo yaspikla maisea de abimnozea. Because it's very simple. Because certainly in those days, right, the amount of income a woman's going to be bringing in is going to be very, very small, right? So there's no way, in other words, it's a skewed system. It's unbalanced. Meaning what's going to end up happening is that she won't bring in nearly enough to be able to sustain even herself. And because of this, okay, the chiyuv to provide for her mizonos is actually considered one of the tanaim of the ksuba itself. Okay, lacha, hey. Now, called varma ilu, all these things the Rambam spoke about, af bishlo nichtavu b'shtar ksuba. Let's say you didn't even write these in the shtar ksuba. The afilu kasvu ksuba, right? Elanasa stam. And even if a guy got married without a ksuba, kevan shenasa, once they get married, zachab arba dvarim shalo, vizacht aisha ba'asar dvarim shalo, v'inatsrikhan lafarish. So while, of course, you want these things in a ksuba, ultimately, if there was no ksuba when they got married, or they got married, or the stuff, this wasn't written in the ksuba. Regardless, the act of kedusha, the act of nisuin itself produces the reality of what he's obligated to her and what she's obligated to him. Okay, halacha vav. Now, hisna habal shelo yischai be'echa min advarim shuchai behen. Let's say the husband comes along and says he makes a tanai. He's not going to be responsible for one of the things he's supposed to be responsible for. O shehisna sa'isha shelo yizacha habal be'echa min advarim shuchai behem atanai kayim. So they have the right to go ahead and make a tanai that he won't be responsible for her for one thing and she not to him. All the Durabanan ones is fine. Chus b'shloshet varim she'ein atanai mo'ol behen. Except for the three ones, which are Doraisa, that the Tanai won't help at all. The chol, which are basically she'erak sus v'orasa. Right, the chol amas that land to know batol. So anyone who makes the Tanai in those things, the Tanai is batol. Ve'elohen, onasa. I'm sorry, not she'erak sus v'orasa. It's onasa. He must always... he can never make a tanai against having sexual relations with her. Ve'ker ksubasa, right? That's the basic financial amount of the ksuba, which is 200 zuz for basula. And then yirusha sasa, right? He can't also make a tanai that he won't, He won't be engaged. He won't have rights, so to speak, to won't give her the right to be yorish. So how does this work? Halacha zayin. Ketzad hisna ima isha. So let's say he makes a tanai with a woman. She'ein la love ona. That they're not going to have, he's not obligated to have sexual relations with her. Tano batal, the tanai is batal, the chayev onasa, and he's chayev to have sexual relations with her. Shari hisna mashakas b'torah v'ein tanai mamon, because he made a tanai against a deraisa, and we also know this isn't a tanai mamon either. So the tanai has no standing whatsoever. Halacha ches. Now hisna ima lefachos me'ikar ksuba. Let's say he makes a deal with her that he's going to give her that less than what the, in other words, they're going to make the Iker Ksuba less than 200, let's say. Oh, shekasva lo masayim omea Iker Ksuba. The kasva lo, sheniskabla mehen kach v'kach, v'hilo niskabla. Or the other case is that he writes a Ksuba for 200, and she says, listen, no, I already got some of the money. I already took some of it. When in truth, she actually didn't take any of the money. Tano batal, tanai is not good. Shekola poches lebesula mi masayim ula almana mimana harezu v'ilaz nus. Because anything less, let's make a simple Bible of Sula, anything less than 200, so then ultimately that's considered Be'ilas Zenus. Okay? Halacha Tes. I think we'll finish with this one. Hisdas Imo, let's say he makes the Tanai with her. Acha Shenasa, after they get married. Shelo Yershena, he will not inherit her property. Tanel Batal, the Tanai is not good. The Alpha Pish Yerusha Zabal, Medivrei Sofrim, even though this Yerusha is a Midarbanan. Asu chizuk ledivrayim kashel Torah. Very strong words. Even though it's a derabanan, they in a sense strengthen the derabanan to make it treated as if it's like Torah. Okay? Don't get your hopes up. That doesn't mean every derabanan is not like that. V'chol tanai shebi Yerusha, batal. And any tanai, when it comes to Yerusha, is always batal. Af bi yishu mamon. Even if it's a mamonos area, because it says in the Torah, ba lecheskas, lechukas mishpa. Okay? V'shar dvaram tanai kaim. In other areas, tanai would be fulfilled. Kagon shehisna ima. Like, let's say he made a tanai that he will not provide for her the, let's say, food or clothing. In exchange for him not eating or benefiting from her property. So the tanai will be kaim in all the other situations. It just won't work, by the three that the Rambam mentioned.